Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most
pleasing. Dear respected viewers of Madam Michelle, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, that fire would not burn the person whose face and manners are made excellent by Allah. And another hadith saying Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a perfect mu'min believer is the one who is the best in manners. Unfortunately, nowadays we are being intolerant. Right? We are not showing kindness. We are not showing mercy to others. We are not expressing those beautiful qualities what should be shown being a Muslim. And as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam defines, a perfect believer is the one who is the best in manners. We should also adopt good manners. Today in particular, I will talk one of the good manners, that is being tolerant, being lenient towards others, forgiving others, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Umul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha has described that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah azza wa jal intends to bless some family, He azza wa jal creates in their hearts love and kindness. And then further, another beautiful hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, a person's honor is his religion, politeness is his wisdom, and gentleness is his good character. And finally, another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jalla likes easiness in every matter. So we should become easy, right? We should have good character, good manners in terms of forgiving others, right? Having a kind nature, showing mercy to others, being good to others, having good nature, being soft-spoken, being tolerant, being kind. These are the beautiful qualities. When they are added up, then you can say this person possesses akhlaq.